Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Ruth King back on the show. Ruth's a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of the ProfitabilityRevolution.com. She's the author of all the important books on small business, The Ugly Truth About Cash, The Ugly Truth About Managing People, Courage to Be Profitable, and there's a new one in there somewhere that we'll talk about in a minute. She's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. What's the new book? Title of the new book?
It's called Profit or Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth.
And it's going to be launched when?
It is launched October. Audible comes out in July.
All right, so we'll be telling you more about that. Hey, Ruth, it's good to have you back, and we need you right now. I'm saying that right now we're going through the wormhole that I've called mid-pandemic. We're squeezing ourselves through this wormhole mid-pandemic. More on the other side of that worm. We're almost through it, and we're getting really close to being in the era that I'm going to call post-pandemic. We're not quite there yet. It's probably going to be into the summer or something before we really get to post-pandemic. But more and more businesses are opening back up in some form or fashion, and they're trying to get their feet on, you know, their feet under them and get things going again, and trying to survive. You know, as you know, I've been telling them, surviving is winning. It's not pretty. It's not elegant. It's surviving and it's winning. What do you think?
I would definitely agree with it. There's things that you can do right now. And let me just talk about one of them that happened to one of my clients. What I would suggest that everybody does is if you are dealing with clients and customers and people that you know who are on a mailing list or something along those lines, go through all of your proposals and go through all of your quotes and go talk to them. See whether they want to get it done. I had a client who did that, and they found $80,000 in work.
Wow.
That they want it done now.
You can't presume everybody doesn't want to do business. You can't presume everybody's hunkered down.
No, you can't do that. There are always people who are going to do business in any economy and everything else like that. There's a lot of people who, you know, since there's nobody in their building, for example, they want you in there now to do whatever because you're not interrupting anything.
Do you say, look, you know, when things are going back again, you know, I'm probably going to get busy again. I've got some openings now. I can get you done. And under the circumstances, I'll do it 15%, 5% cheaper. What do you think? Do you make a concession? What do you do?
I don't. I add 2% to what it was if they don't want to do it. And I'll tell you why. Because the thing that, if anything happened over the past couple of months, is the proof that you have to save cash.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Even those who got PPP loans, it took 2.5 months to get them. What did you do for 2.5 months? How did you survive? A lot of people did it off of credit cards, which is insane. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying to everybody now is, you know, obviously people who have done it in the past, you know, you've got proposals and stuff like that. You're not going to raise your prices to 2%. You're going to honor those. However, for things that are going on now, add 2% to it and save that 2%. So, for example, you know, if you have a product that's $100, make it $102. Nobody's going to see the difference between $100 and $102.
Yeah.
However, that $2 you put in the bank and you just start saving it, and you know, the $2 add up.
But if you gave somebody a proposal and you wanted them to do business with you now, they're not going to like it if you add 2% to what you told them before.
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. You can't do it for the people who you already have the proposals out to. But anything
I meant. But for the people that you're going to go back and try to get them to do a proposal, what is the sweetener to get them to take action? What is the, you know, what do you say to them that lets them know that, okay, we're all in a bind. This is the part I'm going to play. What do you think?
Well, you can do that. You can provide more value. I am so anti-dropping prices.
I agree.
I'd rather give them
The small businesses I've been doing business with that used to give me discounts, I don't take them. I said, don't give me a discount. I don't want it right now. You know, you need to stay in business. But, you know, you could say something like, you know what, this would have ordinarily, I would have been in and out of your job for over a period of 2 or 3 weeks. Because of what's going on right now, I can wrap this thing up in 5 days. Bada bing, bada bam. What do you think? Something like that. Any kind of a thing that says I recognize where we are right now. I think that would be good. Good idea, Ruth. When we come back, Ruth's got three different ways that we can improve our revenue and save cash. She's so smart. You can already tell. I know you know that. 22, right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.